You are listening to the Beyond the High Road podcast with Shelby Milford, episode number 48. Stay tuned.
Welcome to Beyond the High Road.
Hi. So today we're going to be talking about self-appreciation, loving you, and paying attention to all the qualities that you have, right? All of your lovely traits, and even maybe the ones that you think are not so lovely, and appreciating all of it, okay? So I'm going to start off with just asking a couple few questions for you to ponder throughout the episode. And the first one is, how do you speak to yourself? Do you notice your inner dialogue? Do you judge yourself? Do you have parts of you that you hide away that maybe you've put into early retirement since the alienation began to take hold? What parts of you might you only save for certain times, like reserve for certain times or certain people? What parts of you do you never bring out and show people? What parts of you do you dislike? What parts of you do you love? Dealing with alienation and with the persecution that we experience and the feeling constantly like under a magnifying glass because of all of the professionals that are sort of probing into our lives. If you're in active litigation and you're dealing with custody evaluators and maybe CPS, maybe psych evals, it feels so much. I was just talking with somebody yesterday, one of my clients or members yesterday, and she was sharing with me how she felt shamed and sort of picked apart by the professionals in her life when she was going through the active stages of her custody battle. And that sort of stuck with her, which it makes sense, right? That you would. I also did the same thing. Unless you come to this work beforehand, which I did not, it's difficult not to start fault finding in your own self because we feel so out of control in, you know, a situation of alienation. And maybe we can't control even the experience our children have. And so we turn all of the attention inwards and try to overfix ourselves, right? Many of us, in fact, I tell you that I speak to parents like us every day, even on the weekends. Each one of them, they're unique and special and beautiful in their own ways, chock full of these amazing qualities. But the one thing that parents like us have in common is that we are desperately trying to fix the quote unquote bad qualities that we've been chastised for. We're trying to fix for past mistakes, for the way we overreacted the one time 5 years ago. We hyper-focus on those and sort of lose ourselves as a result. And it doesn't have to be that way. So I want to help you with just a couple mindset tools and also an exercise that will help you on the daily. Actually, I've got two exercises for you. They're similar, but done two separate ways. So that's what we're going to do today. If this isn't the first time that you're hearing this podcast, then you are well aware that one of the concepts that I sort of drill in and one of the ones that I base my whole self-care, wellness off of is that the quality of your thoughts is going to affect the quality of your reality. If I think that the world is a dark and evil and terrible place, then I am going to only find evidence for the fact that the world is a dark and evil and terrible place, right? Makes sense? And if I think that the world is daisies and puppy dog tails, then that's what I'm going to find the evidence for. I want you to think about that concept and then apply it to yourself. The quality of thoughts that you have about yourself is going to determine your reality, your experience of yourself. Many of you will say, well, I don't know what I think about myself. I don't think about myself. All I've been thinking about is my child and how he or she is not with me. And I think about the alienator and how awful they are and how I've lost myself in this whole situation. I understand that because I've been there. The reason why you don't have any real opinions over yourself on the conscious level is because you put you on the back burner and trained your brain to only go to the calamity, the catastrophe. But it's very important for you to mindfully recenter yourself, reignite the flame, like court yourself. It's important. Like if you're going to buy a house or you're going to buy a car, or you're not making any big purchase, you like research that thing, right? And you learn its ins and outs and all the things that might need some repair so that you can love it even more when it's yours. Once you purchase it, you really go to work on making it your own. You know, you invest in it, right? And this is what I'm suggesting you do for your own self. Know the ins and outs of you and learn to appreciate all of it, even the bad, what you consider bad. Think about the one person, or maybe there's a few people that know you. You can really, truly be yourself around them. You don't need to hold back. They know how gifted and talented and hilarious you might be, what an amazing dancer you are, or on the other hand, what an awful, like, Elaine dancer you are. Think about all of the things that you show them willingly that you don't show everybody else, and why. Why don't you show everybody else? Why do you keep that hidden? Maybe the person that you're thinking of, if it's like a sister or brother, you know, or other family member, maybe you guys fight like cats and dogs, but you're able to still show up authentically as you. And so I would like for you to consider what those parts are. Like, what are the things that you absolutely love about yourself? What are the things that you think are so fun, interesting, and quirky, and impressive? If you're not showing those to the world, then why? What's holding you back? Like, truly consider what the answer to that question is, like, why you're not showing it to the world. And do you like your answer? Many of you will say, well, I don't want it to be misconstrued, or I don't want the alienator to have something to hold on to or whatever. And if it's something about you that maybe you don't want to still show up as, then it's good to know that. But if it's because you're worried about how other people will interpret you, or maybe you're scared to be vulnerable, then I would offer that you question your reasoning there. Because then that is kind of saying that you're not good enough. And I want to offer that that's not the truth. That each one of us were made this way for a reason. I'm short, maybe you're tall. I have short Flintstone feet, and maybe yours are long and slender, right? All of even these little physical characteristics are unique, and they're yours and they're mine. That's how it's supposed to be. And you like ever question why? Like, why? I wonder why you were made exactly the way that you were made, and me the way I was made. And then we take in all the good stuff, right? The gooey insides of us, as opposed to just the crust. Why did I get my traits? Some of it, yeah, some of it's a result of conditioning from the outside world. And some of it, I believe, was intrinsically, like, has been there since the day I was born, right? And I believe the same for you. But why? Why am I ambidextrous? Why do I appreciate the kind of humor that I do? Why am I not so great at math naturally, but I am amazing at and have taken interest to reading and writing, right? Why are all of these individual traits put together, like puzzle piece together, to form me, who I am? Knowing your ins and outs and all of your idiosyncrasies and the most impressive and amazing things about you, and maybe even the not so lovely, or in your opinion, not so amazing things about you, this is your map to yourself. And when you're able to really dig in and get to know yourself, you also then are able to serve the world around you much better. So by getting to know yourself, this isn't a selfish act. Just like having a tour guide and showing people around a town, that tour guide knowing the map and knowing the ins and outs is better able to serve those that come into his world, right? And the same thing with you. When you know what you have to offer, where your limitations are, and even the things that you don't like so much, you learn how to use those things and how you can use those things to your advantage. That's it. You're able to show up in the best way in every relationship you have. You are able to show up for yourself and for your child in ways that you never thought you could, because you're truly utilizing all of you. Like, you are given these amazing attributes and qualities, affinities to certain things, in like this perfect, unique combination. And that is your secret sauce. So all of the ugly, all of the beautiful makes one amazing person. And this goes for each and every one of us. So when we're able to say, okay, I'm not so great here and I am overly passionate here, but maybe I can now put that over passionate part of me to work in tandem with another quality of mine. And those two qualities together make one superhuman. What I'm suggesting here is that you look at the you outside, the crust of you and the gooey inside, as like a wonderland. Even the annoying qualities you have, there's a reason that you have them. And for every annoying quality, you'll have one that you can delight in. It's so crazy not to utilize everything that you have, just as you were made to have it. The way you look, the way you talk, all of it. You can build on all of your existing qualities now, knowing all the ins and outs and how you can use them to your advantage, and maybe how they work to your disadvantage too. You can build on and evolve yourself even better. We always want to look at that person over there and say, we're not like them. I wish I could be more like them. You are beautiful and perfectly made. It would work to your advantage if you jumped in and started playing for your own team. The most important relationship you will ever have in your entire life is the one that you develop with yourself. Do you guys see my pig back there? She's distracting me. You are with you all day long. The conversations that you have with yourself, if you don't develop some sort of relationship with you, life is going to be miserable without your kids to distract you. When my kiddo moved in with her dad full time, I did not know what to do with myself. In fact, what I did was I went and acquired more pets, more animals, right? I just would adopt whatever came my way in search for other things to take care of, because I had no relationship with myself. Back then, I would have told you, oh, I know who I am. But the things that I would have told you would have been either surface or the things that other people told me about me, like other people's experience of me. And who is the best to tell me my experience of me? Me, obviously, and same with you, right? When I learned to appreciate me and truly develop unconditional love for all of my parts, this, my friends, is when I stopped suffering on the regular basis. I mean, I still cause my own unnecessary suffering because I'm a human. Like I was saying just a few minutes ago, I speak to many other parents like us on a daily basis. And those of you that are really hurting are trying to fix for the qualities that you think are bad about you. The areas in you that you think made the alienator do what they did, or made your kid reject you in the way that they did. You're trying to change who you are, change those things about you, because those are not good enough to show to the world. And so I want to help you. I want you to question your beliefs around these qualities that you think that you have. But I want you to start by learning how to appreciate the qualities that you do like about yourself, okay? So it's simple. If you can just take a piece of paper, write down 15 things that you appreciate about yourself, okay? And so 1 through 15, don't stop, don't leave that paper until you get them. If you have to start with very basic traits about yourself, that is okay. Starting with the basic will get your brain moving. For instance, you can say that you have a mind, that you appreciate your mind. Our minds are so underestimated, so underappreciated. These things that we all have in between our ears are fucking amazing. It is like the most powerful tool that you own and will ever, ever own. Ever. This is your money maker. This is your love maker, your everything maker. So this is something to appreciate and be grateful for every waking moment that you're alive. It can also be your worst enemy, but that's just because you haven't trained it. Think of like, you know, having to just like lasso in the part of your mind that is kind of an asshole to you. We can be complete assholes to ourselves, right? But that part of your mind is manageable. But anyway, I digress. Let's go back. Maybe it's your mind. Maybe it's the fact that you have 10 fingers and 10 toes. Maybe it's the fact that you have good hearing or you have excellent vision. For me, like one of the things I appreciate about me is the fact that I'm short. I love being short. I didn't used to when I was a kid, but I love being short. I wouldn't want it any other way. I would be a weird Shelby if I was like 5'10". Wouldn't be right. It would actually go against so many things in my personality that I've built around being short. So those are just some examples. So write down, start with the basics if you need to. I love that I have a body, just a body, right? To move through the world with. Very basic. For me, like to go a little bit deeper than that, just for some examples, get your juice flowing up there. I appreciate my sense of humor. I crack myself up almost all day long, almost every day. I like to find funny little comparisons. And I really appreciate that about me. Even in really tough situations, I can be in that moment of toughness and then come out of it and immediately crack myself up and still have, you know, the grief or the pain or whatever, but I can still find like a lot of humor in many, many moments. So yeah, I appreciate that. I love to work out. It's good. It happens to work out for my health. So I appreciate that. I appreciate my eyes. I appreciate how good of a mom I am. I really appreciate that. I love being a mom. And yeah, now it doesn't happen the way I pictured it to happen. I'm not actively momming the way that I thought I would. Today, I can appreciate how I love being a mom and not need to entertain the negative side of that. That is today. Now, rewind 3, 4, 5 years ago, not the case at all. I would have thought about how I appreciated being a mom, and then this whole negative role would have gone on from there. And not to make light of my situation and my daughter's situation that she's still in at all. I will always look for ways to try and better the situation, but I know that my thinking back then and going into the negativity of what they're doing and how they're doing it, and I bet that they're doing this, and I bet that they're thinking that, that was never getting me anywhere. And so I taught my brain, I retrained my brain on how to think in a way that's helpful for me and doesn't re-traumatize me every time I say the word mom or the fact that I love being a mom. I can say that and truly appreciate that in me and then leave it at that. So that's what I would love for you guys to also learn. It starts with this work, with truly appreciating all of the parts of you. Because what we as alienated parents all inevitably do is they say you're not a fit mom or dad for this reason or that. The kids are made to think that you're dangerous or don't care or whatever it is for your situation, right? And what we do is we end up inevitably taking that to mean something about our character. I wasn't there enough. I wasn't patient enough. I wasn't wise enough. I wasn't this, that, whatever, right? It's not the case. The two things are separate. There's alienation, right? Think of that as a circumstance. And then there's you. Now, there are things that you can do to mitigate the effects, right, of it. But none of those things are who you are. As a person, you're not faulty or bad because alienation happens. And so that's where the separation needs to happen, right? You need to be able to fully appreciate all of you, all of the good, bad, everything as something completely separate from the alienation that's happened. This is where the whole shitstorm begins. We're mistaking alienation for something that's inside of us. The reason why it's happening is because it's in here. So we need to fix stuff that really doesn't need to be fixed. It all starts with your thoughts. And listen, when you do this list of 15 things, if you feel corny, if you feel like, well, I'm just like trying to praise myself, remember this. You're not trying to praise yourself necessarily. You didn't create you. Something bigger was involved in that, right? So it's not that you're being narcissistic. You are truly appreciating what you've been given. Because if you're ignoring it or trying to hide stuff away and reserve it only for certain occasions or people, then you are missing out on your experience of you, and the world is missing out on you too. There's a reason you have all these things. None of the qualities that you have are worthy of being hidden away, okay? All of these things are you, and they're beautiful. And so I am just urging you to truly nurture all of the qualities that are you. And that means that there's going to be parts of you, like we're all 50-50. We've all got, like, you know, I talk about emotions on a spectrum. In order to have happy, we have to have sad, angry, and over here, elated. We have to have the bad with the good. This also applies to you. So there's going to be some qualities that you don't like so much, but that doesn't mean that you have to not love them. You know what I'm saying? So there's parts about me that I know, like, I get some interrupty sometimes. Sometimes I am impatient. And I've been that way since I was a little one. I've always been very boisterous. And sometimes that is not, like, looked upon the best around, depending on where I'm at. I sometimes just can't help myself. And I just, I know that those parts are there. And sometimes I think that they're funny. And sometimes they're not so convenient. But that's okay. I accept that about me. I know that that's me. I also know that I get passionate to the point where I rub people the wrong way. That's okay. Those people just aren't my people. So if I get rejected by somebody, if somebody doesn't like that I am a little bit of a handful, it doesn't mean that I need to go and fix that part of me because that person doesn't like me. No, there's a sea of other people out there. And I don't need anybody else to really, you know, like all of me anyway. I know that I like me. I truly, truly love me. And I want you to feel the same way. I want you to know all the parts of you, like all of it inside and out, and love all of you unconditionally. This is so, like, integral, important in your healing that you do this work. Okay. It's so important. And so my other little baby exercise for you is each time, it's my little challenge to you, each time you get to a place where you're beating yourself up about something that's going on either now or something that happened in the past, and you're like, oh, I hate that about me, or I wish that things wouldn't be this way, or maybe it's that you're just feeling down about your situation of alienation and what's going on with you, I want to challenge you to shift your attention to just one thing that you appreciate about yourself. Instead of focusing on what you can't fix or overfix, then shift your attention straight to one thing that you appreciate about you. That's it. You'll notice how your frequency starts to raise immediately in that moment, but then overall, when you continue to apply this, okay? It's not that you're denying anything by shifting your attention, but if you're in this, like, negative thought loop, sort of like focusing on the ways that you're not good or things aren't good, this isn't going to get you anywhere anyways. So instead, I want you to shift your attention. Hey, what do I appreciate about me today? And stay with that thought, right? Really dive into that. What do I appreciate about me? What's working for me today? What qualities do I know that I appreciate about me that I want to implement and make work for me today? That alone, just shifting your attention to something constructive, it's a helpful way to have your own back and, yeah, recruit you as the first member, the captain of your team. So I know I'm forgetting stuff. I had a bunch to say on this topic, but it no matter, because this coming month, September, I've already got the workbook written. And I'm actually recording the class tomorrow, but we are doing how to enjoy being yourself. This is what the course topic is for September. Learning how to enjoy being yourself. We're going to go through, we'll break down each week specific, we'll have themes for each week. And 1 week will be like looking at your view of the world current, what you think is wrong with it, and then helping you sort that out. And then the next week, we'll do things that you're thinking about yourself on thought loop that aren't so good. And then we learn how to turn those around, right? And focus on like I was telling you about today, focusing on the things that you do appreciate in you and how those experiences that you didn't like, how you can use those for you. And then we do the next week, we focus on areas that you want to nurture, right? And behaviors that you can implement. And then I forget what we're doing for the last week. Oh, it's just fully enjoying, appreciating, learning how to truly be in your own skin and enjoy being you. Because here's the thing, as alienated parents and having the holidays come up, if you find yourself saying anything like, you know, you don't know who you are without your kiddo around, or if you feel lonely often, holiday parties start coming around and you don't feel like a part of, you are a bit of an outsider, right? You don't feel like you can be or say or do you in the fullest. This program will help you with that. Live within your own skin, but not only just live and tolerate yourself, but truly enjoy being you, even during the grief of alienation. Okay. This is possible. I'm living proof of it right here. Okay. So that's what September is about. It's going to be amazing. You guys, I'm telling you, I believe in this program so much and in this work so much. It is just a no-brainer for me. Honestly, it's life-changing. So anyway, beyondthehighroad.com for more on that stuff. And that's all I have for you guys. Have a lovely day and a lovely week. Thanks so much for listening today, guys. I'm honored that you chose to share your time with me. If you like what you've been hearing and you want more, come join me in the new monthly membership, where we take the concepts that you hear about here and, using a logical framework, you learn to apply them to your specific situations, upgrading your thoughts and your life, even while experiencing the grief of alienation. For more information, go to beyondthehighroad.com. See you soon.